So this morning I'd like to explore together the issue of faith, and it's still under a kind of umbrella of trust, shraddha, putting our heart somewhere. So it's still in that sort of world of trust, but it's an aspect of trust which is faith. We talked about it a bit, devotion. And we can look at it as an antidote to fear, kind of the medicine against fear, insecurity, uncertainty, doubt, confusion. And faith as the and trust as a medicine. Or we can look at it in the positive side, faith and trust helping us to go beyond. So there's two quite different ways of looking at it. And when you talk about belief, when we think about belief, it really gets very clear that belief is very often a real medicine against basic insecurity. And it's sometimes really helping us to kind of just jump somewhere else completely. But belief is very strong. Belief is chozeh b'tshuvah. It's life is without God is unthinkable. I have to believe in God. My parents did. I'm like that. I believe in religion. I believe in politics. I believe in the future. I believe in views and a lot of religion. I remember working with, I worked a lot with Arab scientists and herbalists as part of my work in the Arab community. And we used to talk about life. And they just couldn't understand how it's possible not to believe in God. Doesn't matter, they have PhDs in science and scientists, but they're coming from a place where it's inconceivable. So I tried to explain to them, I tried very hard. You know, what about Elohut and not Elohim? What about divinity? Yes, I'll go along with that. No, 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 that's nothing. It's Elohim, not Elohut. So it's very hard. Sometimes, you know, it's so totally enclosing everything, this belief. And you see the need behind it. And you see how scary life can be to some people without belief. And how impossible life would be without a creator above, a God, a priest that tells you, and so on. So we can really see in belief that it's a huge power. It can help kind of stabilize our life, but it is covering over a huge insecurity and uncertainty and emptiness. And so you kind of really need to see that. And because of that, the Buddha was rather careful. And the Buddhist path is rather careful. And the Kalama Sutta is a real guideline here. The Kalama Sutta says, when people came to the Buddha and said, what do I believe in? Everyone's telling me different things. And they're saying this, and they're saying that, and they're saying that you must do this and you must worship that and you must worship this God and that God and this thing. And he said, don't believe in something just because lots of people tell you. Read it in Yisrael Hayom. Don't believe in something because the old guys like me tell you. Don't believe in something because it's written in the books that are called the holy books. Don't believe in something because people are trying hard to convince you they're the king or the priest. But experience things, and if it feels helpful and good and beneficial to you and to others, then go for it. Experience things, try things, explore deeply, and if it feels good and wise and helpful, then you go for it. So belief is a very kazeh crude instrument. It's like a patish 5 kilo. It's really crude. It's very strong. You just God, and then anyone, of course, that doesn't believe, you're against them, and it's very crude. And it has in it a lot of dependence, tlut, because the world is so scary without it. Faith is much softer. Faith is placing the heart, shraddha, but not selling the soul, in the bottom line. Belief is selling your soul, and faith is placing the heart. Belief is selling your soul, and faith is putting your heart, placing your heart. It's a much softer process. And faith is really helpful to us in our journey, and belief is not needed. And there is a difference. For example, belief is very much more belief in something. Belief in a God, a future, a result that you want. Faith is more in the process. So faith is a kind of filling the heart and giving you a direction, helping you to find direction, but it's not faith in what you want to happen at the end of that. That's more belief. You know, belief is also full of maybe I'd say it's too strong what I'm going to say, but it's full of lies. It's full of, because you cannot know. Even if it's belief in enlightenment, even if it's belief, what is enlightenment that you believe in? Do you know what it is you believe in? If you believe in God, do you know what it is you believe in? There are most people who believe in God to believe in some child kind of picture that they had as children. Or they just have no idea. Or if it's inspiring, then it's a big picture of belief in God, then it becomes faith. It's less belief in, it's more like faith, a softer sense of giving yourself to a process, an understanding, a wisdom. So faith is connecting us to a path or a journey or a wisdom or an understanding. And why we need faith is because we don't understand it exactly. We don't have it. So faith is instead of the sense of I have it in my mind, I know. So faith in awakening is saying, yeah, I don't really know what awakening is, but I'm in the world. I'm in that world of awakening. I mean, I trust it. I put my heart there. Faith is a bit like being a moth going around the candle and just being in the shetach, being there with it, without really understanding it, what it totally is. When you really understand it completely, you don't need faith in it anymore. You're just there. So faith is on the journey. Faith is helping you on the journey to be like the moth around the flame. When the moth goes in the flame, that's it. No more faith, no more moth. Moth is ash in Hebrew. You know. Then you're finished with faith and you're finished with yourself. The opposite of faith, in a way, is where you really need faith and is not fear, but is more like despair, is dika'on or ya'ush. Yeah, ya'ush is the word. It's the opposite of faith is ya'ush. Nothing is meaningful, nothing is helpful, I'm stuck, it's no point in this, there's no purpose in this. That's the kind of opposite of faith. So in faith is one of the five powers, and as I say, I'm interested in the five powers because I've just written a book about the five powers. They're not that different from other ways of looking at the lists, the Buddhist lists, you know, the rishimot, because the five powers of faith, mindfulness, energy, virya, samadhi, and panya, and wisdom. So they're appearing in all kinds of lists and shapes, and you know, they're the same things that came in again. But trust and faith is, I think, a little... It doesn't appear so much in other places in the Dharma list. It's not in the Eightfold Path. It's not so much in the Factors of Awakening. It's not so much in the Paramis. But it is there in other forms. For example, equanimity is a steadiness to be with things, resting in uncertainty. Equanimity has some trust in it. Metta is a heart movement, it has some trust in it. But faith is here as something that's not so clear in the tradition. But it very much appears in the five powers as something which is really, really important as a basis for our journey. Because, like I said, the Buddha had lots of people coming to him saying, how do I practice? And the Buddha said, first of all, listen to Dharma, listen to what I'm saying, think about your life, and from there begins faith. And faith then becomes the energy, the fuel, because they're delic, that keeps you going. So, it mechaven otanu. It's the conviction that gives our track, that puts us on the path. So we might choose a path like Dharma, and faith holds us on the path. Because if we don't have faith, we'll choose the path, well then the next day we'll choose something else. Okay, I'll do this. Okay, I'll try this. Okay. And you were always after results. Faith is not about results. It's about the process. So if we say, listen, well, I did meditation, and now I'll do this. I did that, now I'll do this. Where do I get the best result? It's going shopping. Canyon, spiritual canyon. But faith is holding us, because without that faith, we're just going to stop all the time. And if it's, as I say, too much without faith, we're going to be in Yeush, in despair. But that faith settles the mind and clarifies the mind. It is something which is not a thought, but it sort of aligns the mind. It's like steadies the mind step by step. There may be things on the way which are challenging, difficult, confusing, but the faith gives us a steadiness that, yeah, okay, there's confusion, there is issues, but I'm there. I'll step through them. I don't know now how to solve this one, but I'm here. In time it will sort itself out. I will understand it. Don't understand it right now, but in time. So it's, faith is giving us that steadiness in the journey. And as I said before, it's the traditional images of a jewel that clears muddy water. The muddy water is all the confusing thoughts. And faith would tend to say, yes, all the confusing thoughts are there, but let them settle down because I'm on the journey. I'm there. I'm steady. I'm sitting here. Sitting here, I have faith. I'm sitting here, my thoughts are crazy, doing 45-minute meditation, thoughts are crazy, but I'm steady. I'm sitting here. That needs a bit of faith. Faith doesn't mean faith in, I have to have the faith in the Buddha, otherwise it doesn't work. No, it's faith in myself. It's faith that I can sit here 45 minutes. Never mind. Call out cacophonia. Never mind. I'm sitting here 45 minutes. That's what I'm doing now. That's enough. That's faith also. And so it's good to see that. Because sometimes we think, oh, I don't have faith. And we do have much more faith than we think. So, faith will be the in the fine-tuning, because they're kavdak, tirgul shalanu, the practice, faith will soften things. Faith will reduce restlessness and bilbul and tendency to criticize and judge ourselves. So, say, oh, it's not working for me. So that's a kind of a view of ourselves. And if it stops us and everything collapses, no faith. But if we have faith, say, yes, things are not really working for me right now, that's a view, I have a view, but I have faith. I'll keep on, I'll stay steady. And that sense of, it's also confidence. So confidence is quite a big thing. I had a meeting with Sharon Salzberg. This was like 30 years ago. And it was my first metta retreat. And it was 2 weeks metta retreat in Switzerland. And I remember I had a one-to-one with her, and we were discussing, I was discussing the practice, you know, the practice and my own practice and so on. And at one point she looked at me and said, actually the whole thing is confidence, is based on confidence, the whole thing. She said, very strong, and I never forgot that, the whole thing is based on confidence. Which is a challenging thing to say, but really what she means was faith. And what she means is that the the Dharma journey, the inner journey, is like, you know, going off into the ocean. It's like swimming across the sea. You have to feel that confidence. You have to feel that you are a Buddha. Only confidence can tell you that. You can think about it 1,000 times, but if you don't have any sense of confidence that there is neshama tahora, tochi, then we're going to look for it and look for it and look for it, but where is it? The confidence is a power. The faith is a power. It's called a power. The confidence is part of that. To really feel confident that there is a big soul in all of us, a Buddha nature, that we're not helplessly reaching for the stars, you know, and that there is in us the capacity, in every human being actually, to see the big picture, to be bigger than the small. Katmunyut, that there is a big being here. That's confidence, and that is big story. So, what do we have faith in the Dharma? Well, we talked a bit about this already. I just want to repeat it for a moment. It's basically in the three jewels, in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Because that's a kind of summary, if you want a summary. It's a sikum. And if you want to sort of say, what is my faith in, then you've got an answer. Like I said, it's not really faith in. It's faith is what's keeping us steady in the journey. So it can be, as I say, faith in ourselves, that we are able to practice. But if we want to make it kind of a clear, then the three jewels are probably a good tikkun. So faith and confidence in the Buddha is what I said just now. Confidence that there is a big soul in every one of us. That we are able to be bigger than a small self struggling, you know, daily life. Mavak yom yom. There is a bigger space in me than that. And that confidence, that's faith in the Buddha. It's faith in the Buddha mind, it's faith in the capacity that I have to know, faith in awareness, faith in neshama tahora, to use the other language. Faith in the Dharma is in the path. It doesn't mean that you have to be in the path all your life. We're talking about process here. But when you're on it, I have faith in it. It doesn't mean that you've got to be a kind of have a kind of a label, I'm a Buddhist. And faith because I'm a Buddhist. It reminds me that, you know, people love to have uniforms. We don't have a uniform. We don't ask everybody to say, I am a Buddhist. Kind of, I'm a member of the club. People ask me a lot, you know, are you a Buddhist? It's a kind of difficult question. I respond according to this. I try and respond according to the nature of the question. So I will say totally opposite things at different times. But faith is not that, is not saying in order to practice, I need to say, I'm a Buddhist. It's the faith in the Dharma is faith in the journey, faith in the practice, faith that I can sit 45 minutes, I can go retreat for 1 week, maybe difficult things will happen, but I'm going to be steady through the whole thing. It's not faith necessarily that it will be the best retreat of my life, because that's belief. It's faith that I can be there. And this is where I am right now. I'm on the journey. That's the faith. And it's the right thing for me to be here right now. It's good for me to be here right now. It's not faith in when I have a... I mean, sometimes people do have this belief. If I go on a week's retreat, I will be a calmer person, or people will love me. And faith in the Sangha is also a faith, and that's sometimes really needed, and we really need the support from other people who are like-minded, because we bring faith to the way of looking at things, that other people give us support. And if you think of the opposite of faith, again, being alone, being confused, being despaired, I have a spiritual life, but there's no address for it. There's nobody to talk about it. There's nobody that will help me with it. Because if we think of the opposite, then we see how important Sangha is, that is support for the faith, for the journey through others. And so faith in the teachings and so on, and in the path, is giving permission for the path to do its job, to do its work. The faith in the path is giving it permission, instead of, as I say, resistance, confusion, changing every 5 minutes. It's letting the path do its job with me, letting the path work. And so very often, when you or others come with questions, and it's more at the beginning of our practice, we come with questions like, what's the right practice for me? What do I need to do? Am I doing it right? And I'm sure we all have that question. I certainly did. I'm sure all of us at some point have this. What's the right, absolutely the right practice that I need to do now? And, you know, one answers as a teacher, one answers this as best one can, giving some guidance on practice. But the real answer is, keep yourself on the track of the Dharma, and the way you do it is less important, because you will find, according to the situation, you will find the methods, the ways, the path that's right. And there will be times when there's confusion. You will go to Mahasi and say, do I practice like that? And then you'll go to Dzogchen, the other world of the other side. Do I practice like that? And now how do I deal with the confusion between Mahasi and Nisargadatta Maharaj, non-duality? How do they fit together? Of course there's big questions like that, but it doesn't matter so much. Because if you have faith, the path will take you. And you can relax around these questions. I remember I was in America listening to Harada Roshi, and one guy said, I get up in the morning, I do Tantra, and then I do a bit of Kabbalah with a path, the Kabbalah, the Esosferot, the Tree of Life, and then I do Vipassana, and then I do some yoga, and then I make breakfast, and after that I go, is that good? Harada Roshi said, doesn't matter actually what you do, just practice as if your life depends on it. Just keep practicing, doesn't matter so much. So we use faith in a way. We faith is a steadying. The Buddha said, the Buddha said, not so important how you practice, because if the Buddha, by the way, made the mistake of saying there's one way to practice, like Goenka, which is a mistake, and I can be honest to say that, then there wouldn't be 10,000 suttas, and a lot of people would miss the point. Because if you, as soon as you go into that place, there is one way to practice, you miss a huge, huge potential of the personal journey of every person, the personality of every person, the gifts that we all have, which are different from each other, the history we all have, the karma that each of us brings. We miss all of that. And we just end up with a sort of stunts. And the Buddha was wise enough to respond to different people with different teachings. And that's why there's 10,000 suttas. But the bottom line is, you bend your mind to liberation. And that's one of these beautiful one-line phrases from the Buddha's teaching. Bend your mind, in other words, keep being interested in liberation. And that's faith. And then it's not so important what you do. And it's more or less, if you just take this sentence, Amishpata ze, as the only thing that happened in this weekend, it's enough. It's enough. So faith is going to help us to listen to the hidden voices. Faith is going to help us to go to another place that we don't know. And we talked about that before. We don't know now, or we don't understand, or we can't think about, because our mind doesn't go there. And sometimes faith can make a really radical shift from, sometimes we're in deep despair, we're in real trouble, and it's just worth remembering that we or others that we meet can feel in deep despair, but at that place, the mind doesn't work anymore to take us out of it. We can be in deep despair, but it's sort of total, the self and the heart is in kind of collapse. And then it doesn't matter what the mind says, the mind can't get you out of it. The mind can say, oh, it's not so bad, but you don't believe the mind. Or the mind can say, it's because, sivatiyu. The mind is very good at that, looking for causes. But you know the story, you know, if, like medicine is full of that. If you have a diagnosis, you're all right. But it's not, you're not all right. So the mind does that, but the mind can't deal with situations of deep despair, deep confusion and so on, but faith can, and it's worth remembering that at certain moments when things get too problematic for us, we can turn to faith. Faith that there is a bigger story, One of the best examples is a teacher that was the teacher of Joseph and quite a few American early Dharma teachers were taught by her, called a woman called Deepa Ma. And there we heard many stories about her. But she totally lost all her family, women from Calcutta, one by one personal tragedies. Everyone dying around her, all her family, everything collapsing. And in a way, she had nothing left. And at this point of nothing left, she heard about meditation, she heard about practice. And at that point, the faith was so strong that within a really, really short time, she awakened. 2 weeks, something like that. And she became a teacher of some of the major teachers in the West. And I think that it's it gives you a sense of the power of faith. I've had it a few times in my own life where things seemed to collapse. And I won't go into the story right now, but I was talking about it with Ilan yesterday. There was a time in Tiruvannamalai some years ago where I just felt my practice collapsed. And I was up in the mountain in the caves, and just sitting in the caves every day, and nothing happening. And I was feeling that the whole thing not working. Especially because I came all the way to this holy place, Arunachala, the holy mountain, and Klum. But I remember it after going up in the mountain and sitting in the caves every day. And I was pretty kind of keen. So I was there. The caves, actually, in the Arunachala, they're actually rather organized. They have a door. So there's a doorman that comes and opens them at 9 o'clock. And I was there at 8 o'clock, you know, or 7 o'clock. I was there sitting outside, waiting for the door to open to the caves. I was pretty keen and kind of devoted. But then it was a certain point where I let go everything. And said the words that of my talk yesterday, take me. I just have nothing left. I trust the path has to take me. I have nothing. And of course it did. So faith at times can really save us. And as I say, it's not faith in. When I had that shift, it wasn't I want awakening. It was, I have nothing left. So just take me to the path. There are different kinds of faith, and I just briefly want to mention. Some of the different kinds of faith I already mentioned in this talk, like when everything collapses, there is a certain faith which is a bit desperate, it's urgent. I need to have the faith. There is confidence, which is another kind of faith. It's trust that I have in me the power I need. I have this Buddha, little Buddha inside. And a faith that is very helpful to us is what you call verified faith, faith which is confirmed by experience. And so this is a faith that comes because we have small experiences of opening. And it's faith that's supported by experiences that we have, opening experiences, experiences of being lifted up, being changed, being, you know, experiences of calm, of insight, of awareness, tovanot, and we see, aha, it's working. And that's a very, very strong support to faith. And I think, finally, I think we need to find the support to our faith wherever we can find it. It can be in teachers, as I said. It can be in recognizing small experiences of freedom that we have inside that we don't notice, but the moments of space, moments of relief, moments of insight. So give them respect, these moments, moments of clarity. Don't jump over them looking for the problem again, but just stop a moment when we have moments of clarity, of space, of insight, and let it work in us, and because it feeds our faith. Our basic happiness supports our faith also. Sukha, okayness, supports faith, and faith supports okayness. They work together. And just keep using faith a lot. V'chaven et atzmeinu to liberation. Just keep. Never mind where we go. But the bees don't go straight for the flower, right? Hadvorim. They don't go straight to the flower. They go there. That's us.